Thank you for calling Concord Dental Lab and Alterdent. If you know your party's extension, you may dial it at any time. To reach the front office for customer service, press 2. If you are a patient calling to schedule a shade appointment, press 3. To schedule a pickup, press 4. If you need to speak to a technician, press 5. To reach the accounts payable or accounts receivable, press 6. If you are a new client looking for information about the lab, press 7. For hours of operation, address, and other contact information, press 8. For a list of employees and their extensions, press 9. Thank you for Lisa Mitchell, 10. Bob Farago, 11. Eric Tarosian.
Hi, it's Bob.
Hey, Bob. This is Tyler over at the Bank of Cardiff. How are you doing today?
Good. How are you?
I'm doing good. Week's off to a good start. So I just kind of wanted to reach out here. We had actually extended an offer, it looks like, about 2 weeks ago to the company. It was actually based off some good lending history you guys had with Bank of the West a few years back. Do you recall receiving that?
That probably would have gone to my business manager. Let me see if he's in his office. Hold on 1 second.
Yeah, what's his name by the chance?
His name is Michael.
Michael? Okay, thank you.
Yeah, hold on.
In just one moment. Thank you for calling. We will return to take your call in just one moment.
Thank you for holding. This is Mike.
Hey, Mike. This is Tyler over at the Bank of Cardiff. How are you doing?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm doing good. I just spoke with Bob here, and he actually pointed me in the direction of you, said it might be a better point of contact. Just wanted to follow up here on an offer we had extended to the company about 2 weeks ago. It was actually in reference to some good borrowing history you guys had with Bank of the West. Do you recall receiving that by chance?
I don't.
Okay, so it was actually a pre-approval for some equipment and working capital, and it looks like you guys were pre-approved for right around $250K. I just kind of wanted to touch base with the business and see if there were any plans here in the works or needs that we might be able to help you out with.
Generally, what we would do is any equipment that needs to be looked into, we would do late fall. So usually we have our meeting the end of September. To take a look at what we'll need, because in this industry, the manufacturers usually start offering some great deals early October.
I see.
So I haven't heard any details about what we'll be looking for this year, but it would definitely be in the next few weeks that we'd start taking a look.
I see. And have you guys just been usually going through Bank of the West there for financing it, or did you guys go directly through a vendor?
We've done both. For the most part, our big purchases the last few years, it's been Bank of the West. They actually had a relationship with the vendor that we were buying the equipment from, so we were just kind of funneled right to them. But the equipment that we'd be doing in the future would probably be left to us to do whatever we wanted with.
I gotcha. Yeah, a lot of people usually like to bring on the equipment around then, too, just for tax reasons. You know, you can write a bunch of that off there if you guys do well. But
exactly.
What was it you guys might be looking into doing? Was it like any milling equipment or what?
We're actually good on milling equipment this year. We'd probably be looking at porcelain ovens would be our big purchase this year.
I see. And how's business been for you guys so far this year?
The year started off slow, but right around March, things started to pick up, and it's been cruising since then. So,
oh wow,
I think it was a little winter slump there. Nobody wanted to go to the dentist, but we've been in good shape since then.
Yeah, a lot of people said the last about month or two has just been a little bit slower with school being out of session, so it should be picking up soon for you.
Exactly, yeah. September's usually out of control for us, so
everybody
realizes their insurance runs out in December, so they panic and get all their work done.
I gotcha. Works out for you then.
Exactly.
Very well. Do you any idea off the top of your head what one of those porcelain ovens usually go for?
Let's see. They're usually about $7,000 a piece.
Okay.
And we'd need, my guess would be at least 4 or 5 of them.
Okay. And you're usually looking to bring those on new or used?
Always new.
Always new. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
I got you. And you're just trying to replace some old ones there that you already have, or just trying to expand?
Yeah, the ones we have here are about 25 years old, so it's they've had a good run. Yeah, we've gotten out of them what we need.
Wow. Are most of those pieces of equipment lasting that long, or was that just a...
Yeah, no, for the most part, it's a very simple animal. It just heats up slowly and then cools down slowly, so there's not a lot that can go wrong with them.
I gotcha. Wow.
They last forever.
Yeah, that's a good investment there, then. Wow. Is this something you guys are looking to do here in the next few weeks? It's definitely something we can help you out with. We usually can get you approved in right around 24 hours. And once that takes place, you'll find out what programs and rates you qualify for. And the offer is good for 90 days, so you'll kind of know what purchasing power you kind of have in the back pocket if you do choose to go through with it. But it is kind of just some good information there to have once you do start looking for these ovens, just so you kind of know the purchasing power that you do have. Did you have at all any interest in pursuing what Bank of the West had to offer you there, or were you guys kind of looking to go through a different source of funding?
Well, more than likely what we'd do when this time around, since it's kind of on us, I would probably have my finance team, you know, speak to a couple different people and see what our best options were.
Of course. It's definitely want to take advantage of the best opportunity possible there for you. Are you guys usually tending to pick up equipment there throughout the year, or do you usually wait till September to make any moves?
We usually wait for the big stuff in September. There's a handful of small things, you know, anything that's under $2,000 we'll pick up here and there throughout the year as we need it. But the major stuff we usually like to lump together into
one
major decision.
Yeah, you guys are a smaller production facility there, right? Are you guys?
Yeah.
You guys operating with like 7 employees, I think we have it last updated. Do you have a few more?
We're up to 18 now.
Okay, so you've grown a little bit since the last. That's just the most updated version of your DMB profile there. So looks like you guys have grown there since the last update. But that's good to see, especially in your guys' industry, man. It's been a tough industry the last few years for you.
Yeah, manufacturing's been tough.
Yeah, these guys, these big dogs here are just running these almost factories that kind of put you guys in a tough situation.
It's been tough, yeah.
Definitely. Is there maybe a good email there for you, Michael? I can shoot some of this information there for you guys
Absolutely.
To kind of take a look at. What's a good email there for you?
Yeah, you can send it directly to me, and I'll forward it to the right people. It's M as in Michael.
Okay.
And then my last name, Farago. F as in Frank, A-R-A-G-O.
F-R-A. Okay. F-A-R-A-G-O. Did I get that right?
Yep.
Okay.
Exactly. At ConcordDentalLab.com.
ConcordDentalLab.com. Okay. Yeah, I'll shoot that over to you right now. It's just going to summarize the offer we had extended, and then I'll have my direct contact information there as well. And like I said, if anything does come up, or if you guys just want to get a little bit more familiar with what we can do, we can get the ball rolling there for you. But I'll maybe follow up with you here in maybe 2 weeks or so and just kind of see what discussions you guys have had. And if you guys are looking to bring this equipment on, we can get the ball rolling for you.
Sounds excellent.
All right, Michael. We'll be in touch.
Thanks. I'll talk to you soon.
Sounds good. Have a good one.
Bye.